We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tfilah Sarvis, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud Dalid. Rav Nosson Zal is continuing to explain some very interesting, deep concepts regarding Rosh Hashanah, regarding Bitul, the whole process of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein tekev kishinivra odom rishon, shua bal b'chira, hoyu tluyim boi kol hoy lamois. And based on what we just explained, as soon as Adam Rishon was created, who was the first creation to have Bechira, free will, free choice, all the worlds were dependent on him, were connected to him and dependent on him. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei habaal Bechira daika kanal, because the main tikkun of everything is through the one who has free choice, free will, as we explained earlier. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce a new explanation to this. Ki ha-hisrachkus tachlis ha-hiskarvus. Because the distance, when a person is distant from Hashem, sometimes that gives him the potential to be able to become closest to Hashem. Even closer than ones who are relatively close. This is a famous expression. Hisrachkus is tachlis ha-hiskarvus. That sometimes when it appears to someone that they're being pushed away, rejected by Hashem, that they're far from Hashem, that's really the opposite. Hashem is really trying to bring them close. But in our context here, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Hainu, ki machmas sheho'odom yesh lo izeh ha-koyach l'rachik atzma mi-Hashem izborach ha-sushon. Because of the fact that a human being has the ability to distance himself from Hashem, machmas sheyesh lo bechira, because he has free will, free choice, and he can actually chas v'shalom go against Hashem, and thereby increase that gap, that distance between himself and Hashem. Because based on what we learned yesterday, those beings, those creations who have no free will, they're pretty much considered one with Hashem. Because even if they're not physically part of Hashem, but they're always in unison with Hashem. Hashem moves, they move, that kind of thing. And they don't make a move without Hashem. Everything is being done exactly conforming with Hashem's will. But man, who has the ability to do differently than Hashem's will, the more chas v'shalom he does that, the more distant, the more he widens the gap between himself and Hashem. Al kein yesh lo koyach lekariv atzmo el Hashem yisborach, yoiser mikol ho'olamos v'kol hamalochim v'asrofim. Because man has the ability to distance himself from Hashem most, that's why he has the ability to come closer to Hashem than all the different worlds and all the different angels, etc., etc. Ki hu daiko yochel lesakein kelim lekabel oir yisborach. Man is the one who has the ability to create vessels into which to receive the light of Hashem. Me'achar sheyesh loy bechinas hisrachkus kol kach. Because of the fact that he has this distance from Hashem, to the point where he has the ability to do what he wants or what she wants, even when it's opposite what Hashem would want them to do. So that's what gives them the ability to create kelim the most. Because again, they're not literally one with Hashem. They have the ability to deviate from Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'alkein ha-koil ho-yotolui b'Adam HaRishon. And this is why everything depended on Adam HaRishon. She'im ho-yoshomer mitzvah Hashem Yisborach levli lechol me'etz hadas tovara. If he would have listened to what Hashem told him to do, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, v'hoya mispalel tfilosoi, and he would have davened his tefillah properly, oz hoya mesakein ha-koil. He would have fixed everything. He would have corrected everything. All the problems that came about at the beginning of creation, the Shvira Sakelim and all of those things. Ki ikara hatikin al yodei daiko, because the main tikkun is through him, through man. Dahainu kisheha odom bibchirosoi sheyesh loy koyach habchira sheze bechinas tachlis hatzimtzum she'ein tzimtzum achrov. Rav Nosson Zal again paraphrases and he says that when man with his free choice, meaning that man has this free choice, which is the highest level of tzimtzum. That's the most clear example of tzimtzum. There's no greater tzimtzum than that, than this concept of free choice. When such a person who has the free will and free choice to deviate from Hashem, and instead he turns around and he conforms with Hashem, he makes himself, he nullifies his own will completely, and he pushes himself and pulls himself to be able to do exactly what Hashem wants, he fulfills Hashem's rotzen and mitzvos, and he attaches himself to Hashem, azai hu daiko meyached umekasher kol hoilomos l'Hashem Yisborach. Then man unifies and attaches all the different worlds to Hashem. He binds all the worlds to Hashem, umamshich aleihem oyer hazricha me'oyer ha'insoif, and he draws upon all the different creations and all the different worlds, he draws upon them light that originates from the infinite light of Hashem, umegale elikusoi boilam, and he reveals and he broadcasts the presence of Hashem to the whole world. Because it's man specifically who has the ability to draw the light of Hashem through the vessels which man prepares, through the fact that he has that bechira, that free choice. So Rav Nosson Zal told us now what could have been, what should have been, if Adam Arishon would have done the right thing. Everything would have had its tick, and everything was focused on, he was in the spotlight, and he could have finished the whole process that first day. Avol Odom Bikor Bal Yolin. However, the Pasuk says in Tehillim that man, unfortunately, didn't even spend the first night, you know, Beseder Gomor, you know, the problems on day one of his creation. Kihu pogam tekef al yidei achila seitzadas toivora. Because shortly after Adam HaRishon was created, he was poigem in the eitzadas. Vazai loy dai sheloy tikein b'chinas hakelim. And as a result of that, not only did he not prepare vessels, and he did not succeed in drawing the revelation of Hashem's light into the world, afgam adaraba, but rather just the opposite, chozar vegoram b'chinas shviras kelim mechodosh. Adam HaRishon caused a new shviras hakelim. Besides the shviras hakelim that took place when Hashem first created, even before Adam HaRishon, when Hashem first attempted to put his light into vessels, into the spheros, into the midos, there was a shviras hakelim then. When Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they reactivated, they reinitiated that shviras hakelim process again. Ki kilkel kol hatzinoiros v'chol hakelim v'chol hatikunim al yidei chetoi. He spoiled and messed up all the pipes and all the vessels and all the tikunim through his sin. Ki ikar kiyum v'chiyus kol hakelim hu al yidei ho'or shemamshichem l'toicham al yidei ha'toiro mitzvois. Because what sustains those vessels and what gives those vessels life is the light that's drawn into them when a Jew is zeichet to study Torah and to do mitzvahs. Avol al yedei hachatoim, but chas v'shalom, when a person commits sins, nistalkin ha'oirois me'akelim, the light leaves the vessels, v'goyrim shviras kelim chas v'shalom, and it causes the vessels to break. V'chein hu b'chol dor v'dor. And this process continues from each and every, throughout each and every generation. Shekol echod al yedei chatov chas v'shalom goyrem histalkos oiris baruch. Each and every single Jew, each and every single individual person, through his sins, causes the light of Hashem to leave. Shal yedei ze ein yecholim leida me'Hashem isbaruch chas v'shalom. And when Hashem's light leaves, then we don't see Hashem, we don't feel Hashem, we're not connected to Hashem. And we can't understand Hashem. ובראש השונו הוא התיקון של חטא אדם הראשון ושל כל החטאים שבכל דור ודור. And we know that Rosh Hashanah is the day of the tikkun of the sin of Adam HaRishon and of all sins of all generations. Ki Rosh Hashanah boi bayoim nivro Adam HaRishon v'chotah beit zadas. Rosh Hashanah, that's the day in which man was created, Adam HaRishon was created, and that's the day on which he sinned. V'hu yom rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva. And that's the opening day of the 10 days of tshuva. Yom rishon bashana. It's the first day of the year, the beginning of the new year. V'oz Iker hatikun al yedei hatzadik ho'emes shabador. And on Rosh Hashanah, the main tikun process is accomplished by the true tzadik of the generation, the leading tzadik of the generation. Asher begoidel tzidkosoi ukdushosoi hu yochoi levatel atzmoi betachles habitul, who as a result of working on himself and purifying himself and elevating himself, he has the ability to do this bitul in the fullest sense, to nullify himself completely to Hashem. Ki hu soisim einov mechezod ayal malagamri, he closes his eyes completely to everything, to all the physical desires of this world and all the narishkeit of this world. Ve'ein loy shum histaklus bozeh ho'ilam klal. He doesn't look at, he's not involved in any of the things that he's not, that a Jew is not supposed to be involved in this world. He is totally above all the negative things, all the sins and all the taivas rois and midas rois of this world. אף גם הוא מקבל על עצמוי כל העינויים וכל היסורים קושם ממובס בשביל השם יזבורך ובשביל ישראל. And in addition to that, this true tzaddik, this greatest tzaddik, accepts upon himself all kinds of suffering, all kinds of difficult problems and pain that are even worse than death, more difficult than death, for the sake of Hashem and for the sake of the Jewish people. Ad shezoiche lalois ulehistakel al atachlis betachlis habitul, until he's zoiche, by doing this, by elevating himself so much, he's zoiche to be able to reach up and to see the top of the top, to see the highest levels of Kedusha, and to achieve the highest levels of bitul. B'madrega govoya v'neflua moed moed, on incredibly awesome high levels. Ad shezoiche lahamshich tikkun mishom, and the tzaddik brings down from there. When he goes up to that high place, he doesn't just stay there. He brings down from there tikkunim, all kinds of repairs, legaloi selikusa, in order to reveal and broadcast Hashem's light, ad sheyoira b'tshuva gam kol harachokim oid, to the point where this tzaddik is able to inspire people and wake up even those people who are furthest away from Hashem and to get them to do tshuva. Ve'ikar nifloi savoidosoi hu barosh hashanah. And the main marvels of the avoid of this great tzaddik is on Rosh Hashanah. Ki ho ikar hu hu ascholo. Because the most important thing is the beginning, how you start. That's the most important thing. Shehu bechinas Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is the beginning. Shehu rishon labria, it's the first day of the creation of man. Rishon l'tshuva, it's the first day of the aseres yimei tshuva. Ki hu em rishon l'aseres yimei tshuva, ki oz avoidosoi niflo v'noiro ma'oid. And on that day, the avoida of the true tzaddik is on an incredible high level. Machmas bechina anal, because of what we just explained. Machmas shetzrichin lahamshich kol hatikunim mechodosh. Because on Rosh Hashanah, we're starting a new year. That's the day when the tzaddik has to start a whole new cycle of tikkunim for Klal Yisrael, for the entire world. V'ne'elom v'niflo mehechon ha'schola. And this is one of the deepest things that we don't know, that we don't understand. Where is the haschola? How do you begin? Because we mentioned the paradox in one of the previous shurim. Ki yefshel hamshich oirois ki ma'idei kelim. On one hand, it's impossible to draw light unless you have vessels prepared to receive the light. And a person can't prepare vessels without drawing light. And had Adam HaRishon not sinned, all of this would have been taken care of. All of this would have been resolved on day one. However, now, after the sin of the Eitz Hadas, Shechozar v'kilkel hakoil, where he went ahead and messed up everything again. There was another Shvira Sakelim. Besides the Shvira Sakelim that took place at the beginning of creation, Veloi Dai Sheloi Tikein, and not only did Adam Rishon not repair the previous Shvira Sakelim, Afgam Kilkel Yoisa, but rather he messed up further. He made a bigger mess. He made the mess larger. Alkein Yefsher L'Sakein Atobiyam Echod Kanal. Therefore, at this point, it's impossible to repair anything in one day. Utzrichin la'aseis ha'tikun b'hadrogo b'kama yomim. But rather, the tikun has to be performed step by step over a period of time. V'zeh b'chinas ha'seris yimei tshuva mei Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur. This is the concept of this 10-day period of tshuva from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Sheb Rosh Hashanah hu ha'aschola. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, shekoshe ukvedo v'neflo moed moed, which is extremely difficult, and it's awesome. It's beyond our understanding, beyond our comprehension. Shetzrichim lalois letachles habitul, the true tzaddik has to go up to the highest level of bitul, velachzor misham miad, and come right back down. Come back down relatively quickly. And to bring the light into the world slowly, in a phased approach, step by step, in a very constricted manner, in order to start preparing a vessel on the finest level, so that we can start drawing the revelation of Hashem's light into the world. And I mentioned previously an example, the Gemara gives an example of a rabbi who had fasted for 40 years. There's a rabbi, Rabbi Tzadok, who lived during the time before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and through Ruach HaKodesh, he knew that there was going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he actually took upon himself 40 years of fasting in order to try to postpone it, to delay it, to eliminate it, everything. Finally, when the Beis Mikdash was in the process of being destroyed, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, one of the great tzaddikim, met with the leading general of the Romans at the time, and he told him that he was going to become a king, all kind. And this general granted him three wishes. And one of the wishes was a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok. And the Gemara describes how they healed him, how it was a very slow process. That first he was only able to handle clear liquid, a very small amount of clear liquids. And then over a period of days, they would gradually thicken the liquid. And at one point in time, he was sucking out the juice from a fig, from a date, you know, in order to be able to, you know, use that as nourishment. See, here also, Rabbi Nizal is telling us, for people who are far from light, for people who aren't yet on a level that they can receive a full blast of light of Hashem or the tzaddikim have to be able to introduce that light in a very cautious, gentle, calculated way, in a measured way, very little bit at a time. V'achar kach, b'chol pam u'pam, b'chol yoy me'aser, s'mei tshuva, mamshichim achar kach o'er yoyser v'yoyser. And after Rosh Hashanah, throughout the other days of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, we're gradually introducing a little bit more light, a little bit more light. Me'achar shekvar yesh eiza b'chinas keli. Since on Rosh Hashanah, we already prepared some type of vessel, a beginning of a vessel, you know, that can be able to contain some of that light of Hashem. Alkein, once that initial vessel was prepared, even though it's only a beginning of a vessel, that makes it possible to do more bitul, to reach higher and higher levels of bitul as the days of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah progress. And we know, for example, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hebrew law tells us, that even people who throughout the year maintain a certain standard of kashrus, a certain standard of religiousness, during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, it's very advisable to take on some additional things, to take on, for example, to stay a little bit later in shul, a person who usually finishes shacharis, let's say, at 7:30 in the morning, and he's home 7:45, he's having breakfast at 7:45, such a person should try to stay in shul an extra 15 minutes or an extra half hour to read a few chapters of Tehillim, to learn a little more, so that he's fasting a little bit longer. His breakfast is delayed a little bit. People who are usually in the habit of eating bread, where throughout the year they would eat bread baked by a non-Jew, which is kosher, with a hashgacha, with a hechsher, it's 100 paspalter at school. On Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they try to be makbid to avoid that. And the Shulchan Aruch gives different examples. And a person might say, well, 1 second, that's being hypocritical. If I'm just going to do this for 10 days, and I know after the 10 days, I'm going to go back to normal. The halacha says it's not hypocritical. We're showing during this 10-day period that we want to take on upon ourselves a higher level of connection with Hashem. And based on what Rav Nosson is explaining here, because we know that this is a time that a Jew has to achieve bitul, and in order to achieve bitul, a person has to detach himself from the taivus of this world, etc., that's why I'm imposing upon myself some extra restrictions during this day to give me the rocket fuel that I need to go higher in the bitul. We said that the more a person unplugs from gashmias, from physical desires, from all the pleasures of this world, the more it enables, the more he closes his eyes, the more he's able to see to a higher level, you know, to see further. Like the example of squinting to be able to see a further distance. Person closes his eyes completely, that allows him to see into the next world. Since there already is a vessel to receive the light, that vessel that was prepared on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not shlemus in any way. And this continues throughout each one of those 10 days. And the more we're able to draw a little bit more light, a little bit more light, mistaknim hakelim yoiser. So the vessels get more of a tikkun. We create more vessels and better vessels, more improved vessels. Ad shebekol tishi yemei tshuva mei Rosh Hashanah ad Erev Yom Kippur nigmorim tikkun kol hakelim. So that for the next 9 days, after that first day of Rosh Hashanah, throughout the next 9 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva through Yom Kippur, we complete the tikkun hakelim. We complete the preparation of the kelim that can be done. And that's what enables us on Yom Kippur for all of Klal Yisrael to do a bitul. It's not just the tzaddik anymore, or the tzaddik and the people who are close to him, but on Yom Kippur, all of Am Yisrael gets involved in the bitul. Lekabel aleinu kol hachamisha inuim. By accepting upon ourselves the five types of suffering, the five types of abstention. Shehu bechinas shekol Yisrael sois menenei mecheza doyalma. So what is Klal Yisrael doing on Yom Kippur? All of Klal Yisrael is closing their eyes on the physical world, walking away from everything, food, drink, bathing, women, everything's out. I'm unplugging from all of that. V'kulam zoichen lebechinas bitul ala tachlis. And all of Klal Yisrael gets involved in this bitul to the tachlis on Yom Kippur. V'oz nimshach hizgalus oiro yisporach haidoyah harashimu kanal. And then we introduce the Hashem's light. We reveal Hashem's light through the light of the residual that we're able to bring down from that bitul. Kikvar yesh kelim lekabeloyer, because there are already vessels in place to receive that light. Kinestaknu akelim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, we were involved in preparing those kelim through what we did on Rosh Hashanah and through what we continue to do throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. V'alkein biyom hakipurim mekablim ho'oirois pnimiim, and this is why we're told that on Yom Kippur. The Arizal's Kimavur Bekavonis, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, that on Yom Kippur, we receive the inner light. It's called Oirois Pnimim, a certain inner light from Hashem. Always we speak about two levels, an outer level, inner level. Usually inner level is a higher level, a holier level. V'al kein b'oz b'yom ha'kippurim hu kabbalas ha'torah. And this also explains why Yom Kippur was the day that the Jews received the Torah, the second set of luchas. Ki boi nitnu luchay shniyos. Ki ha'torah nimshach mishom me'oyer ha'reshimu shel ha'bitul kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal had explained in Likutei Moran, where do we get Torah from? We get the Torah when a Jew experiences a bitul. He goes all the way up there to that high place. When he's coming back down from the residue of that light of the bitul, that's where he brings Torah down with him. Shenigmar kol ze b'shleimus b'yom ha'kippurim. All of this was completed and finalized on Yom Kippur. V'alkein oz ikar tikkun ha'tefillah kanal. And that's why, as we mentioned earlier, Yom Kippur is when you have the main tikkun and shleimus ha'tefillah. The one day a year when we daven five tefillahs, nila. You know, we add a ne'ilah also. And we climax with Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod, showing that we're making Echod of our whole tefillah. And we say Hashem Hu Elokim, we're showing that Chesed and Gvur are all one. That through our bitul, and by bringing down the Torah, we've reached such a high place, we've connected with that place of all oneness, where a person eliminates all din and all suffering. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce a new topic, an additional topic, and connect it to all of this. One of the most important events in the history of Klal Yisrael, Akedas Yitzchok, the Akeda. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain that, and explain how that ties into this whole process of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the shofar, which represents the ram that was used to replace Yitzchok on the Akeda. He's going to explain the word Akeda. What does Akeda mean? The Hebrew word akeda means to tie, to bind, l'kasher. When Avraham Avinu tied Yitzchok and Yitzchok Avinu's hands and feet, so he shouldn't move when he slaughters him as a korban. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give an incredible insights about the akeda now, and how it ties into, how it explains what's going on Rosh Hashanah, what's going on in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Paragraph Tesvov, v'zeh b'chinas u'akeda shehi b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. With this introduction, we can understand about the Akedah, which is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah anu oiskim lahazkir b'chol pam zechus ha'akedah. Because throughout our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah, we're always reminding Hashem to remember the merit of Akedas Yitzchok. K'may Shaimrim, as we say in the Musaf Shmon Esrei repeatedly, v'akedas Yitzchok lezaroi hayoyim barach mim tizkor. That Hashem, please, today on Rosh Hashanah, with your kindness, remember the Akedah of Yitzchok Avinu. V'chein koirin b'Rosh Hashanah parshas ha'akedah. And the Torah reading that we read on Rosh Hashanah is also Akedas Yitzchok, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we read, right? The first day of Rosh Hashanah we read where Sarei Menu, Hashem was poiked akorois. Hashem took a woman who was barren and gave her the ability to give birth. And the second day we read about the Akedah. Ki kol inyan Rosh Hashanah hu bechinas u'akedah, because the entire Rosh Hashanah is all about the akedah. Ki yitz. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki Yitzchok hu toikev hadin. We know that Yitzchok Avinu represents the essence of midas hadin, judgment. Avram Avinu is chesed. Yitzchok is din, gvura. Yaakov Avinu is rachmim, the combination of the two, which is tiferes. I once heard my father-in-law once told over from the Sifrei Kabbalah that the word rachamim, which usually in simple Hebrew, most people use that word interchangeably with chesed. Chesed means kindness, and rachmonas means kindness. That's the way we use it. But technically, in a Kabbalistic sense, chesed is kindness, rachamim is a combination of kindness and harshness. Rachmim is Yaakov Avinu, who is Tiferes, the combination. And he said, the Sforim explained, that if you take a look at the word Rachamim, we'll slice it in half. The second half of the word is Mayim. Mayim means water. Water always represents kindness. Throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, they always speak about Meimei HaChesed, the waters of kindness. The first two letters of Rachmim, Reish Ches, 208, is Bigimatria Yitzchok, which is Midas Hadin. So that again, Yaakov Tiferes is the combination of Mayim and Yitzchok, combination of Chesed and Din. So Yitzchok is Midas Hadin. Yitzchok is Bigimatria 208, which is 8 times 26, 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, showing that he represents also the 8th Midah of Hashem, which is Bina, which is the source of all din. All din originates from Bina, even though we know there's a sphera called Gvura. Gvura means harshness, judgment. But above, Gvura is within the 7 lower Midos of Hashem, on the physical level. When we go above to the 3 upper Midos of Hashem, we mention many times that Keser represents so high a place where there is no left, there is no right and left. It's all oneness, it's all kindness. Where you begin having right and left is Chachma and Bina. Chachma's on the right. The word chesed equals 72, chachma equals 73, to show that it's one step above chesed. In the lineup of the spheros of the midos of Hashem, chachma is directly above chesed, one above it. And on the left side, you have bina, which the Zohar HaKadosh always says, bina dinin mesaramina. The midas hadin originates, its original source is bina, and that's Yitzchak, who is bigimatria, 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, because bina is the 8th sphere when you're counting from bottom up. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Yitzchak hu toikef hadin. Yitzchak represents the severe din. Bechinas pachad Yitzchak, as we say in our tefillos, pachad means terror, fear. Ulefi toikev dinoi chas v'sholom yefsher sheyiskayim hoylam. And based on the super din of Yitzchak Avinu, the world wouldn't be able to exist. The world wouldn't be able to survive, wouldn't be able to handle that midas super din. Alkein machmas toikev hadin shel Yitzchak hoyom muchrach levatel atzmoy legamri betachles habitul kanal. Because Yitzchak is such super din, which the world can't handle, therefore Yitzchak had to experience a bitul, an incredible bitul to the Oirein Soif. V'zeh b'chinas ha'akedah. That's what happened when the akedah took place. Sho yetzorich la'alois al mizbeach le'korban. He had to go up on an altar to be a sacrifice to Hashem. Limser nafshoy la'ashem yizborach betachles habitul. To be moiser nefesh for Hashem, to kill himself, to allow himself to be killed for Hashem, to die for Hashem. That's really unplugging yourself from the physical world. Betachles habitul, on the highest level of bitul, ad sheporcho nishmosoy, to the point where Yitzchak Avinu's soul left him at the Akedah. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that his soul actually left. K'may shom razal, as we're told, shebishasu Akedah porcho nishmosoy, at the time of the Akedah, the soul of Yitzchak Avinu left him. Sheze bechinas tachlis habitul b'shleimus. That's super duper bitul, where a person's neshama literally leaves. The person experiences death in a sense, just like the bitul the Jews got at the time. Just like the what happened to the Jews at Matan Torah on Har Sinai. Hashem revealed Himself. The light was so bright when Hashem said the first two commandments that it says their souls left them again. Bitul. However, Hashem did not want Yitzchak Avinu to remain up there. Meaning, for Yitzchak Avinu to die, actually, to end his life there. Because Hashem wants the world to exist, to continue. Alkein, therefore, as soon as Yitzchak Avinu sacrificed his life, gave his life for Hashem, and he nullified himself completely, that's when Hashem said to Avram Avinu, don't touch it, don't shecht him, don't kill him. Hashem pulled back. First Hashem said, kill, rotzui, and then Hashem said, don't. Hashem pulled back. The Gemara says, Asakte, Hashem said, you put him up on the altar, Achte, now take him down. Up, down, Rotzi Vashoy. Ki ein Ritzoyno Yizborach Sheyishur Hashem Kanal. Because Hashem did not want Yitzchak Avinu to remain up there at that time. Rak Tekev Tzrichin Lachzor Me'abitul Bebchinas Rotzi Vashoy Kanal. But rather, as we explained earlier, what Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran, that even when a Jew is doing this beetle, even when the Tzaddik is doing this beetle, Hashem wants him to do it for a limited time and a limited way to be able to come back down. ואוז ממתיקים הדין, and that's how we sweeten the din, בחינס פחד יצחוק, על ידי אויר הורשימו, through that light that we bring back from that beetle, that residue of light, על ידי התוירה שממשיך משם, through the toira that we bring down from there, על ידי הסימחה, through simcha, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter on the Kutumran. וזה בחינס הקורבן, שהזמין לו ישם יספורך מיד לעלויס במקום יצחוק. And now we could understand how Hashem prepared a ram over there to be right in position to replace Yitzchok Avinu when Yitzchok Avinu was taken off the altar. Shehu ho'ayil shehikrif tachtov. That's the ram that was sacrificed in place of Yitzchok Avinu. Ki akorbonoi sein bechinas klolius ha'toira. Because we know that sacrifices represent, symbolize the entire Torah. Kamo shekosav, as the pasuk says, zois ha'toira, לאוילה ולמנחה ולחתוס ולשלומים. This is the Torah. אוילה, מנחה, שלומים. So that the sacrifices are in a sense a composite of the whole Torah. Why? היינו, כי על ידי קורבן הועיל, על ידי זה המשך אויר הורשימו. As a result of Avram Avinu sacrificing that ayil, that's what enabled him to bring down some of that light from that bitul, shaydeze ikar hahamtoko shel pachad Yitzchok. And that's what sweetens the din of Yitzchok, be'es shechoyz remea bitul kana, when the person comes down from the bitul. Because if you recall, we explained in the beginning of this halacha, based on Likutei Moran, that when a person does this bitul, when a person is experiencing all kinds of midas hadin and suffering and everything, in order to escape that, he wants to get out of this world where there's good and bad, where there's all this pain and suffering. He closes his eyes, that takes him up to a place of all good. He goes to the bitul. Can't remain up there, otherwise he'll die, chas v'shalom. Has to come back down. Comes back down, he lets go of the light of the beetle. Then what are you left with? You're left with a little bit, a little film, like that oil in the cup we mentioned. He's left with that, and he brings down, if he's successful, he brings down Torah with him also, and the Torah with that reshimu, that's what gives him the ability to stand up to that Midas Hadin when he comes back down. And that Midas Hadin rears its ugly head again. It tries to come at him even stronger. Now he's got a shield that he brought back with him from that beetle. He's got this protective shield of that Rishimu plus the Torah and Simcha, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, which gives him the ability to suppress that Midas Hadin, to improve his situation dramatically. וזה בחינס יצחוק, יצחוק. This is why the word יצחוק is spelled two different ways in the Torah. Throughout the Chumash it's spelled יצחוק, יוד צדיק חזקוף, and in Tehillim, chapter 105, which we say is part of the Tikkun HaKlali, we say over there יצחוק, with a sin. Rav Moshe Zal says, שצריכים להמתיק פחד יצחוק על ידי הביטלנל. This tells us that we have a mission to sweeten the din of Yitzchok through the beetle, shaydeze zoichen lesimcha. And when one is zoichen to sweeten that midas hadin, he converts it to simcha. Because midas hadin, that we mentioned before, that bina is the source of din. Bina is on the left side. Bina is the heart. There are many psukim in the Torah which speak about ulevavoi yovin v'shovaravoi, his heart will understand. There are many psukim which refer to the heart as bina. And we know the heart is also the center of simcha. Nosato simcha belibi. Hashem, you have placed simcha in my heart. So when a person takes the din, the left side of the heart, and he turns it around, he sweetens it, he converts it to simcha. Bechinas schoik v'chedva v'simcha. Schoik is laughter, happiness, joy. Shaydeze mekablin Torah. That's how the person is able to receive Torah. Sheze bechinas korban ho'ayil kanal, which is represented by that ram, by that sacrifice. Zois ha'toyra lo'oilo v'lashlamim. Shaydeze ikar hamtoka kanal. And that's what brings about the sweetening of all the din. The beetle and the bringing down of the Torah and the simcha, that's what takes care of the din. And this is why the pasuk says there, Vayis Avram Esenov, Avram Avinu lifted up his eyes, Vayar, and he saw, Vehine Ayil Achar Nechaz Basvach Bekarnov. He saw a ram trapped in the bushes by its horns. Bekarnov, by its horns. Bekarnov daiko. Look what it says there, by its horns. Shubachinas keren hashofar. That represents the horn of the shofar. Bechinas shofar shelayo, which is specifically the kind of shofar that we use on Rosh Hashanah. A ram's horn. Eloi shel Yitzchok, which reminds Hashem of the Isle of Yitzchok. Ki hahamtoko shel ho'ayil hu bechinas hahamtoko shel ha'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Because the sweetening that took place by the Isle replacing Yitzchok Avinu, that's the sweetening that takes place when the shofar is blown on Rosh Hashanah and it blasts away all the midas hadin. It removes all the midas hadin. Ki shofar hu gam kein b'chinas hamshochas koyach kabolas ha'toira kidei lahamtik hadin b'eishachos m'abitul. Because we explained earlier, the shofar also represents that process of drawing down Torah when a person's coming from that bitul, in order to sweeten the din when he's coming back down from the beetle, because shofar symbolizes Matan Torah and Har Sinai, which was all Bekoil shofar. Shezeh biatzmoi bechinas hamtoka shel ho'ayil. That's the same hamtoka of the ram replacing Yitzchok Avinu. Shehikriv bimkoim Yitzchok achra beetle. That's the hamtoka of whereby the isle was used to replace Yitzchok Avinu and was sacrificed instead of him. V'alkein choismin birchas zichroinois bizchus ha'akedon. And this is why we mentioned earlier that there are three sections in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. There's Malchius, Zichroinois, and Shofrois. Malchius is the blessings that speak about crowning Hashem as king. Zichroinois are the parts of Shmoneh Esrei that highlight that this is Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembering, putting tremendous emphasis on remembrance. And the third section was Shofrois. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why at the end of the section of Zichroinois, that's where we ask Hashem to remember the Akedah. V'Akedas Yitzchok Hayoim Barachmim Tizkor. Ki Ikar Rosh Hashanah. Because as we explained in the beginning of this halacha, the essence of Rosh Hashanah is that remembering, that ability to remember and retain a little bit of that bitul. When a person goes up to bitul, bitul is a place where his mind is blown, where he's shown a light that has no boundaries to it just about. But that can't help him. He can't do anything with that. It's when he's coming back down, the drop that he's able to remember of what he experienced of that little bit, that taste, that flavor that he retains. If he can remember that, that's what holds him. That's what keeps him going and everything. V'alkein nikro yoim hazikoroin kanal. That's why Rosh Hashanah, we said, was called yom hazikoroin. V'ikar hamshochas hazikoroin hu al yidei oyer horishimu shenimshach al yidei hashofar kanal. And the main ability of being able to draw upon ourselves this ability to remember comes from that remaining light, that rishimu, which we draw upon ourselves through the shofar. Shezeh b'chinas hu'akedah, which is connected to the akedah. Paragraph Tezayim, V'alkein b'chol yoim koidem atfila oimrim parshas ha'akedah. And this is why every single day of the year, before we get into the heavy davening, the psukei de zimra and birchas kriyashma and shmon esrei, we recite the parshas ha'akedah every day. Ki ikar shleimus ha'tfila hu al yidei b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. Because the main ability for our tfila to be perfected and to be solid comes through Rosh Hashanah. Al yidei b'chinas ha'akedah, through the akedah, which represents Rosh Hashanah. Shu b'chinas ha'bitul an al barotzi v'shoiv. The akedah represents an example of this bitul, Yitzchak Avinu's soul going up to the bitul and coming back down. Rotzi v'shoiv. Shayidei zeh mamshichem b'chinas zikoroin. That's how a person draws upon himself this zikoron d'kdusha. V'oisin echot mikol ha'tfila. When a person has a good memory, they have the ability to remember the beginning of their tefillah, even when they're at the end of the tefillah. That's what the zikaron is all about. V'oisin echot mikol ha'tefillah, and he makes one out of the entire tefillah. Shezeh ikar shleimus ha'tefillah kanal. And we learned earlier that that's the real perfection of tefillah. V'alkein oimrim parshas ha'akedah b'chol yom kodem ha'tefillah. This is why part of our introduction to our davening of the day is saying the akedah. Ki ikar tikkun ha'tefillah hu al-yidei zeh kanal, because the main tikkun of tefillah is through this, through the bitul to the oyer ein sof and coming back down and bringing back that rishimu and that zikoron d'kedusha. ובזה מיושב מה שנקרא זויס הפרשה, פרשה סועקי דודייקה. And now you'll understand also why they gave this parsha this strange name. Why we call it Akedah. Why don't we call it Parshas Yitzchak, Parshas Korban Ayil? You know, there's all kinds of names. Why do they call it Akedah? V'haloi oso kamo uvdois b'shvil l'shochtoi. Avram Avinu took several steps in order to slaughter Yitzchak Avinu. Ki orach eso eitzim, he prepared the wood. V'gam he'elei olam ezbeach, he brought Yitzchak Avinu up on the altar. V'loma loy nikro hinyan al shem ha'arocha. Why don't we call it ha'arochas Yitzchak? You know, the preparing of the wood. Oy al shem ha'alo. Why don't we call it the elevation of Yitzchak Avinu? Why do we refer only to akedah? Akedah means tying. Ach al pianal, nicho heitev. But based on what we're learning here, it'll make perfect sense. Ki nikreis akedo daiko, loshen kshira. The reason why we remember that whole event by the term akeda, akeda means to tie. Ki ze ikar hatikin shenim shachal yidei zchus akeda. Because the main tikkun that's brought about through the merit of the akedo is, dahainu shezoich na yidei ze lekasher ulechaber kol atfila biyachad. It gives us the ability to tie up our entire tefillah, to tie it all together from beginning to end. Ki al yedei ze mamshichim koyach hazikorim, because we said through this bitul barotzi v'shoiv, a person draws upon himself zikorin digdusha, shafil gshamid besoif atfila, so that even when he's at the end of the tefillah, after an hour or two of davening, yeoimed adayim betchilas atfila, he still remembers the beginning perfectly well. He's still at the beginning. That's what allows him to make one out of the entire tefillah. V'chol ha'tefillah akuda ukshura biyachad, and the whole tefillah is bound together. Sheze ikar hatikin shezoich na'adei abitul barotzi v'shoiv. That's the main accomplishment that's achieved through this bitul barotzi v'shoiv. Sheze b'chinas hu'akedah. That's the akedah. V'ze b'chinas v'yakoid es Yitzchak b'noi. That's why the pasuk says there that Avram Avinu tied up his son Yitzchak. Ki akedo hi b'chinas kishur yodayim v'raglayim b'yachad. Akedo means when you tie together the hands and feet. You bind both the hands and feet together. They're tied up together. Hainu b'chinas kishur v'chibur dibure soif ha'tfila b'roisha. This is the concept of tying up the end of the tefillah to the beginning of the tefillah. Ki dibur hu koima shlema. Because words represent a complete organism. Ki yesh dibur shubchinas roish. We know there are words that correspond to the head. Bechinas roish devorcho emes. There's a pasuk that says, the beginning of your words should be truth. We see the word dibur is associated with the roish. V'yesh dibur shu b'chinas yodayim. And we know that there are words that are associated with the hands. B'chinas kasher diber Hashem b'yad Moshe. The pasuk says, as Hashem spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu. But the word b'yad is used. Hashem put his words into the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see dibur associated with yodayim. Bechinas lo'olam Hashem dvorcho nitzav b'shamayim. There's another pasuk that says, Hashem, your words are always positioned in shamayim. What is shamayim? Shehu eish umayim. Shamayim is a combination of fire and water. Bechinas yad yamin v'yad smoil, which represents right hand and left hand. Fire and water, chesed and gvura. V'yesh dibur shebchinas raglim. And we know that there's also a dibur that's associated with the feet. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ner leragli dvorecho. Your words are like a candle to my feet, a light onto my feet, to show me which direction to go in. Bechinas tzedek tedaberun. As the pasuk says, you will speak tzedek. Tzedek is righteousness, and we know that tzedek is associated with the feet. There's a pachinas tzedek yikro'eyu l'ragloi, that righteousness will call out to his feet. V'yesh diburim shem pachinas klolies v'atzomois. And we know that there are words that represent all the different bones. Shehem Iker Binyan Hotom, which are the main structure of the person. The structure of the body is the bone structure, you know, from top to bottom. Bechinas kolatz moisai toimarno. There's a pasuk that says, all my bones speak to you, Hashem. I speak to you from all my bones. Ki hadibur hu koimo shlema. Because this item of speech, words, is a complete organism. It's like a whole person. Every word that a person speaks and every tefillah a person speaks is like a whole organism with feet and hands and a head and everything. He doesn't bring it here. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on the Likutei Moran, a small chapter on the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person is davening Shachris, let's say, and we know Shachris is about 40, 50 pages, and a person is going from Matovu through the whole Karbonis, which is like 10, 15 pages, that itself is a world. Then he goes into Psukei Dezimra, which is another 10, 15 pages, which is a second world. Then he goes into Berachas Kriyat Shema. So Rabbeinu Zal says, sometimes if a person finds that they're only able to concentrate for a couple of pages or even one page, he shouldn't feel so bad. Why? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that there are masters of the hands and there are masters of the feet. There are different tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim that are called hands and there are tzaddikim that are called feet, meaning that all of Klal Yisrael, when we're united, are all part of one big organism. So could be that I'm a toe or a foot or an eye or this or that. And because of that, I'm able to connect with this page of the davening, which corresponds to the third toe on the foot. And I was able to say that with a lot of kavana. And the guy two benches behind me, his success today was three pages before that. And the guy in front of me, his success was his Shmon Esrei today was a home run. And all of us together make up this complete organism. That's part of what Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here, that the dibur is a koimo shlema. Ve'ikar shlema satfila shiyeh ha'koil echod. And as we emphasized before, the main perfection of tefila is to make one out of all of it. Shafilu hadibur ha'achrein shel ha'tefila yiyeh adayin mekusha baroishah. Set the last words of the tefila, the end of aleinu, should be tied up to matovu. Bechinas ho'akeda. That's this akeda shemekashrim horaglin lemalo lahayodayim, where you tie, when a person does an akeda on an animal, he ties the feet, ties the hands, and he ties the feet over the hands, like in a sense. Shemekashrim horaglin lemalo lahayodayim shemagin adaroish. He binds the feet to the hands, which reach up to the head. The hands can, the four forelegs of the animal, the hands of a person can reach up to his head. Ve'oz ha'koil mekusher yachad. And then it's all bound together. Ki ze ikar shleimus ha'tfila, shiyu kol hadiburim mekusherim yachad. That's the main perfection of tfila, that all the diburim should be bound together. Sheze bechinas akeda. That's the concept of akeda. That's this lekashir, to bind together.